Hey KidsPod listeners! Did you know that the creator of KidsPod, Amy Chan, is also a children's book author? Her latest book, The Happy Mask, is all about what it's like to be a kid living in a world surrounded by masks. It's a really gentle book that's great to read with your parents, friends, and teachers. You can find out all about The Happy Mask and other books by Amy Chan at amychan.com. Or you can order all her books from your local bookstore. And don't forget, books make fun presents for your cousins, siblings, and friends. From all of us here at KidsPod, thank you.
Hey KidsPod listeners, this is Amy Chan, creator of KidsPod. This is a special KidsPod Rewind episode where we listen to a past interview from the KidsPod archives. I hope you enjoy.
KidsPod.
Welcome to KidsPod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in the questions and our adults will give kids the answers they want to hear. Del Leong is a reptile keeper at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. Although she works with frogs, crocodiles and lizards, she thinks her animals are just as cute as the big fluffy ones like the lions and the bears. Today on KidsPod, she is going to answer your questions about all things reptile, including how she thinks a snake can look like a puppy.
Hello, my name is Del and I'm a reptile keeper at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. I've been a reptile keeper for 5 years and hopefully for many more years to come. As a reptile keeper, I work with a variety of reptiles and amphibians, from the teeny tinies like corroboree frogs to the big dudes like our Komodo dragon and saltwater crocodile. My favourite animal would have to be our giant Aldebaran tortoises, Lance and Esmeralda. Esmeralda is the oldest animal at Taronga Zoo. She's over 100 years old. They're like big slow-moving rocks with even bigger personalities.
My name is Alexis and I'm 7 years old. What made you want to work with reptiles?
I've always had a fascination with reptiles. As a kid, I used to explore the backyard for garden skinks to scare my mum and grandma with. I feel they're very misunderstood and underrated. When people come to the zoo, they're wanting to see the big animals like the elephants, giraffe and tigers. Everyone wants to see the fluffy, no one wants to see scaly. It makes me love my reptiles just a bit more, and it's my mission in life to show everyone else how awesome they are.
Do you think reptiles are cute?
100% yes. Again, everyone associates cute with fluffy animals, but reptiles and amphibians are incredibly cute, much cuter than the world gives them credit for. Chameleons have big googly eyes that move independently of each other. It's so funny to watch them move. Frogs and turtles look like they're always smiling. I think pythons look like little scaly puppies when you look at them from front on. We currently have baby star tortoises that fit in the palm of your hand. And speaking of small, have you ever seen a corroboree frog? It's the size of your thumbnail. Now that's cute.
How do snakes poo?
Snakes digest their food just like most animals. However, a snake excretes both solid and liquid waste, that's poop and pee to you, from the same hole. This opening is called the cloaca and is located at the base of the tail. A snake will use the same opening to poop, pee, mate, and lay eggs or bear live young.
Hi, I'm Liam and I'm 6 years old. Have you ever been bitten by a snake?
Yes, I've been bitten a few times, but nothing venomous. It's also important to say that it's always been my fault as well. A snake isn't going to bite just because it can. It needs a reason to bite. And the reasons are generally because, one, it's annoyed, or two, it's scared. An animal will always give you a sign before they'll bite. They can vocalise. A cat will hiss, a dog will growl. There's also certain body language too. A cat's tail will go swooshy, and a dog's ears might go back. If you ignore the signs, you'll potentially get bitten.
Honestly, my worst bites have come from different animals, like cats and dogs.
If a lizard loses its tail, can they grow it back?
Certain species can partially regenerate their tail, but it might look a little bit different in colour and texture compared to the original tail. Instead of a tail made of bone, the new tail is often made out of cartilage, the same stuff that's in your nose and ears. A younger blue-tongued lizard can regenerate their tail, whereas their cousin, the shingleback lizard, can't regenerate their tail at all.
Hi, I'm Evie and I'm 5 years old. Do babies' reptiles drink out of their mum's boobs or do they eat other animals?
Reptiles don't have boobs. Only mammals have boobs, but on mammals that aren't primates like us, we usually call them mammary glands. So with that in mind, baby reptiles do not feed on milk. They can pretty much eat what an adult eats from the start. It just needs to be much smaller. The food will depend entirely on the species. Lizards, tortoises, and turtles can be herbivorous, eating anything from flowers, fruit, and vegetables, or carnivorous, like a snake, feeding on prey like insects, small amphibians, and rodents smaller than themselves.
Hi, I'm Will, and I'm 9 years old. Do crocodiles poo and wee in the water or on land?
Crocodiles will poo and wee on land and in water. You want to know a great gross story? I was cleaning out the saltwater crocodile pond one day and was like, what is this weird looking rock? I picked it up and it crumbled in my hand. And that's when I realized it was not a rock, but actually crocodile poo. I have never made the same mistake again.
Ew!
How do reptiles get pregnant? They don't seem to have any private parts showing.
Well, they're called private parts for a reason. They wouldn't be private if you could see them. Reptiles usually lay eggs, and the babies then grow inside the egg until they're ready to come out. Sometimes reptiles will give birth, like mammals, without eggs. What's really interesting is that there are some species of female reptiles that can also produce babies without the aid of males. This is called parthenogenesis, and it brings new meaning to the term girl power.
Kids Pod was created by Amy Chan, intro by Nikki Strass, cover art by Glenn Strass. If you liked this episode, you might also enjoy our two interviews with vet Emma Pilkington. Special thanks to Del Leong, Alexis, Liam, Evie and Will. To send us your questions for future episodes, contact us at amychan.com. We also ask that you please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of Kids Pod. And to help other people find us and spread the word, we would love it if you would give Kids Pod a 5-star rating and share our link with your friends. This is Isabella Fraser. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to support Kids Pod to allow us to make even more episodes, you can make a one-off donation for as low as $5 at ko-fi.com/kidspod. That's ko-fi.com/kidspod. There's no obligation, and Kids Pod will continue to remain free for all. But we want to keep Kids Pod going strong well into the future. So we really appreciate any support you can give. From all of us at Kids Pod, thank you.